KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 31 degrees. We look for it to be mostly sunny today, a high of 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A ticket sold in Iowa for Saturday's Powerball drawing is worth $343.9 million. Sunday morning, Iowa Lottery CEO Terry Rich stood in a rural convenience store's parking lot to make this announcement.
Behind me at this Casey's in Redfield, Iowa, we had one of the biggest and absolutely the biggest jackpot tickets sold in the state of Iowa in Iowa lottery history.
Iowa Lottery spokesman person Mary Neubauer said the Iowa ticket and another one sold in New York City matched all five numbers and the Powerball number.
I love the dichotomy of a ticket sold in Manhattan in New York and then a ticket sold here in Redfield, population 835.
The community is a slice of Americana, according to Neubauer, as she spoke to reporters in the Casey's parking lot. You can hear the grain dryer running nonstop across the road.
I love the fact that we're standing here this morning, and look, you can see the Redfield Co-op right over there. You see the trucks going by. We're right across the street from a cornfield. I mean, truly, this is rural Iowa at its best.
The size of the jackpot requires a trip to lottery headquarters to claim the prize, but it's unlikely the person will show up to claim it today when the office opens.
This is a life-changing amount of money. We want whoever this is to consult a lawyer, to consult a financial planner, to make the plans that they need to make for the money before they come in. This is not something that you just want to do on the fly.
Neubauer has two other pieces of advice for the person who holds the winning ticket.
Sign the ticket if you haven't already done it. That identifies the ticket and any prize that would come from that ticket as belonging to you. Number two, keep that ticket in a very, very safe place. You have to have the ticket to claim the prize.
The ticket is worth nearly $344 million if taken as an annuity paid out over the next 29 years. The winner could opt for one lump sum payment of $140.6 million after taxes are taken out. For security reasons, lottery officials did not reveal exactly when the ticket was sold. Lottery CEO said there was a sales surge due to Saturday's Powerball jackpot.
On a typical Saturday, we'll sell around $250,000 worth of tickets. We did $1 million worth of tickets.
Last week's Mega Millions jackpot, along with the growing Powerball prize, spurred $3 million in ticket sales through Friday night. That's an 83% increase from what's typical, according to Rich.
For every dollar that's spent on Powerball, 50 cents goes back to the state of Iowa. So it means more money for the Veterans Trust Fund, for education, for law enforcement. So it's a kind of the bin buster of all when you can get a big jackpot like this.
Casey's General Stores will get a $10,000 bonus from the Iowa Lottery for selling the winning ticket. That's standard for any retailer that sells a jackpot winner. Neubauer said the Casey's in Redfield is likely to experience the lucky store phenomenon as well.
It's really not any luckier than any other store. Sorry, that's a little secret. But it just becomes, you know, people think that lightning could strike twice. So we anticipate that this store's sales will go up beyond what they normally might be just because more people will be coming here trying to win again here at this location.
The store's It's just off the curve of a county highway. It's the only place in Redfield to buy milk and a lottery ticket. Well, police in Creston report four arrests. Taken into custody Friday afternoon was 29-year-old Eric Shin of Creston. Shin was arrested for possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine first offense. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Saturday morning, a Creston man reported to police that sometime overnight, Friday into early Saturday, someone broke out the window to his vehicle while it was parked in the 500 block of South Oak Street. The damage was estimated at $500. Creston police arrested 37-year-old Brian Smith of Creston Saturday night. Smith was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for OWI first offense and later released on a $1,000 bond. At around 12:40 a.m. Sunday, police in Creston arrested 28-year-old Ryan Wortman of Shannon City. Wortman was charged with public intoxication and later released on a $300 bond. And at around 2:25 a.m. Sunday, 30-year-old Matthew Klukas of Van Buren, Arkansas, was arrested in Creston, also for public intoxication. Klukas was released from the Union County Jail after pleading guilty to the charge. State environmental officials plan to monitor sport fish in the Missouri River despite closing Iowa's only monitoring station on the river earlier this month. Iowa fisheries staff will work with Nebraska scientists to monitor paddlefish and catfish. Chris Larson with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says there's been an influx of species like blue catfish north of Omaha, and scientists want to know why.
We want to continue to monitor those populations to see if they stay their numbers stay up above Omaha, or do the numbers go back down and decrease, and can we tie that to some kind of river operations and or habitat changes on the river?
Larson says catfish populations have not changed significantly over the last 13 years, so this recent trend is surprising.
This blue catfish influx a little bit farther north than what we've seen in the past is interesting on the surface, and obviously a great opportunity for our anglers to get out and catch some of these large individuals that make very good table fare.
The monitoring station was shut down due to lack of funding and need to move staff to areas of higher urgency. The state used the station to monitor Army Corps of Engineers habitat projects, but it's been 2 years since that kind of work has been done on the river. Larson says the decision to track these fish with Nebraska scientists combines limited staff resources in two states to better understand the population trends. Two Iowa conservation groups are working together to turn a 506-acre site into a natural area that will be transferred to the state to manage and allow for public use. The Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation and Nature Conservancy in Iowa purchased the Green Hill Ranch south of Council Bluffs in 2017. The area is split between Pottawatomie and Mills counties and features hills, oak, savanna, and pockets of prairie. Kristen Ashenbrenner, state director for the state Nature Conservancy Program in Iowa, said there is a big demand for more natural land near Council Bluffs. The groups have raised about two-thirds of the $3 million needed to fund the project through grant funding and private donations. The area will serve as a haven for bird watchers, hunters, and hikers, said Joe McGovern, president of the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation. He said that you come off the highway and you don't even see half the property. You climb up, and there's an oak-lined tree, our Oakline Ridgetop, and from there you can see Folsom Point, and beyond Folsom Point, the skyscraper of Omaha, said Graham Gaffin, a Lus Hills project director for the Nature Conservancy. Graham said that you feel miles away from the highway and the metro. Ownership and management of the site will be transferred to the state DNR once fundraising is complete. Pottawatomie and Mills County Conservation Boards will also participate in the restoration efforts. Matt Dollison, Nishnabotna Wildlife Unit biologist for the Iowa DNR, will oversee the restoration work. In other news, a former Omaha tribal official who admitted using federal funds to give himself a bonus has been sentenced to probation in order to pay restitution. The former councilmember Doran Morris Jr. was given 5 years probation at his sentencing Friday in U.S. District Court in Omaha. Morris was ordered to pay restitution of more than $13,400. He pleaded guilty to misapplication of health care benefit program funds. Prosecutors say nine former and current officials misused federal funds by awarding themselves nearly $389,000 in bonuses. Officials said the bonuses were paid from Indian Health Service funds that were meant to provide health care to members of the Omaha Tribe of Nebraska, who reside on the Omaha Reservation in Macy, which is in northeastern Nebraska, and in western Iowa. A trial is scheduled to start December 3rd for a man accused of robbing a bank in the northwest Iowa community of Mobile. Court records show 43-year-old Brendan Reed pleaded not guilty Friday in U.S. District Court in Sioux City to bank robbery. Authorities say he robbed United Bank of Iowa in Mobile of nearly $14,000 on March the 30th. He was apprehended later that day after crashing a stolen car during a chase by officers near Salix. He's pleaded guilty to stealing the car and has been sentenced to 10 years in an Iowa prison. A Sioux City man is facing charges after another man died during a weekend altercation. The incident was reported to have occurred around 3 a.m. Sunday in a downtown Sioux City apartment complex. Officers found one man on the floor with several stab wounds when they arrived. The injured man later died at a hospital. Police arrested a 38-year-old man as a suspect. And just 8 days remain until Election Day, so candidates and their supporters spent the weekend chasing down absentee ballots and claiming that momentum is on their side. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
A crowd at the Scott County Republican Party headquarters in Davenport greeted Governor Kim Reynolds Saturday morning. She asked if they were ready to finish strong.
We've had great turnout, great energy, great momentum, and you can feel it, you can sense it, so we just have to keep that going.
About 60 miles to the west, rival Fred Hubble met with a group of Democrats in a Coralville home before they departed for door-to-door work. Later, on a residential street in Iowa City, Hubble spoke with reporters.
We are very optimistic about what's going on. We've got a lot of people all across the state we're meeting with and talking to, you know, but we're going to keep working every single county.
Reynolds, in the campaign's closing days, touts the tax cut she approved and accuses Hubble of making promises that will require tax increases.
More money, more money, more money. That's your money that he's coming after.
Republican U.S. Senator Joni Ernst was with Reynolds in Davenport and echoed those sentiments.
We don't want to see a Democrat moving into the governor's office because everything that we have worked for, will be taken away.
Meanwhile, Hubble is suggesting Reynolds has unfulfilled promises that will require more money.
You know, Governor Reynolds, when you really think about it, Future Ready Iowa is 90% unfunded. STEM has almost no funding. Her mental health has no funding. You know, Medicaid privatization keeps going up in cost. If she's going to do anything, she's going to have to raise taxes.
I'm OK Henderson.
And this past Saturday at 5 p.m. was the deadline for getting her name on the voter registration list for this year's election. Iowans may register to vote at their precinct on election day, but must show a form of ID, like a driver's license or passport, as well as proof of residence, like a utility bill. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.